Santa Barbara County's here at 8:39.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. It's amazing that we have more than 30,000 businesses in Ventura County, businesses that are working hard to compete in today's economy. To help those businesses thrive and grow, the WIB and its partners offer a wide range of no-cost and low-cost resources. With us today are two people who have seen firsthand how a little help can make a big difference. In studio with us, we have Shane Prukop, CEO of True Part Manufacturing in Ventura. Also, Bruce Stensley, President and CEO of the Economic Development Collaborative Ventura County and a member of the Workforce Investment Board. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing great.
Yeah, good to have you back in the studios here this morning. Let's start with Bruce. Working in partnership with private and public entities, the WIB supports a regional initiative called Ventura County Grows Business. What is Ventura County Grows Business, and why is this so important?
Thanks for asking. It's a couple of things we say. It's a common message, and it's a centralized resource. In terms of a common message or idea, is to get the county, its 10 cities, and its leadership together to focus on a message for retaining and attracting business, that message being around quality of life, skilled workforce. Why do you want to be here? You got a quality pipeline in the education system. You have safe communities. You have attractive price points relative to our competition. You have great resources in the community to help grow business. We know that if we've got a thriving business community, we're creating good jobs. Good jobs lead to good incomes. Quality of life, all is good.
Yeah, all is well. Shane, True Part Manufacturing is one of the businesses featured on the Ventura County Grows Business website. Tell us about your company.
Good morning, 805. My name is Shane Prukop, CEO of True Part Manufacturing. For over 40 years, we've been producing various components for automotive, aerospace, architect, energy, and for 20 years, we've been here in Ventura County. My grandfather, Carl Schlosser, started the facility 40 years ago, and we've been growing our business. Since we've been growing, we've been needing help and have used WIB to bring some great employees to our facility. We love Ventura County. We love working here. It's a beautiful place.
Now, what type of business support has True Part Manufacturing received through the WIB and its regional partners? How has it made a big difference for you?
You know, as our business grows, we're buying newer equipment, some pretty advanced equipment, laser cutters, water jet cutters, engravers, 3D printers, and it's nice to have this equipment, but to have this equipment, you have to have skilled employees as well. And that's where the WIB comes in. You know, without having these skilled employees, these machines are just pieces of metal that cost a lot. So having these technical employees that can come in, the WIB also helps train them, which is amazing as well. And with that, it just helps us grow and grow.
Yeah, it's like when I bought a really, really good tennis racket, and it's still because I really didn't know. I just thought upgrading my racket.
Just thought it upgraded.
Buying
some shoes makes you faster.
Oh, so you know.
I know.
All the secrets out there. Let's talk about Ventura County Grows Business as a user-friendly website that connects with a wide range of resources all in one place. What can businesses find there, Bruce?
What you'll find, it's VenturaCountyBusiness.com, easy to find. You'll find detailed information about the county generally, about its assets, its strengths, about each of the cities, a direct contact for businesses to work with in each of the cities throughout the county, so you make sure that you're efficiently finding the resources. But also has depth resources on business development opportunities, how to access workers through the Workforce Board, how to access training, how to access business consulting, how to access financing. But it also has some extraordinary testimonials, businesses like Shane's and others, where we have businesses talk about why they're in Ventura County, what are the strengths, what are the resources, and how did those resources help them grow their business and become more competitive in today's market.
Now let's throw this question out to both of you. Shane first, what advice would you give to business owners about connecting with Ventura County Grows Business resources?
You know, the resources are out there, and it's really nice to be here on the radio, KBTA, letting them know that they're out there. you got to go and get them. The help is there, and the resources are amazing. I work with at least four or five different companies that are part of the web, and these are companies that are successful and continue to grow. So the help's there, you know, the website's there, and I would highly advise linking up.
And what do you think?
Absolutely agree. You can find the resources I mentioned at Ventura County Business, VenturaCountyGrowsBusiness.com. There's an 800 number, 800-959-6395. Make a call. You'll get access to immediate information. You'll get a meeting with a professional advisor within a day or two. It's no cost. It's professional. It's in-depth. And it's always customized to the specific needs of the business and their interests.
Yeah, a lot of people get really confused. You know, I have kids, and you're wondering, what are they going to do with their lives? Is everybody going to take what used to be considered a normal path through college, university, or are they going to perhaps get into a business and learn through the business? At your age and your position in the job market, what's your recommendation for somebody to get a job with you?
You know, there's nothing like experience. And, you know, I've hired and fired a lot of people. And it's, you know, what you put into your job. You can go to college, and I've seen many people come through. And, you know, manufacturing is a little bit of a rough industry. It's dirty. It's tight tolerances. You know, I believe in hands-on, and that's where I went to college. But I played football and ended up, you know, running the family business. And so, you know, the years of hard work and training that my grandfather put me through, Carl Schlosser, is what helped me. And I believe in getting your hands dirty and getting in there.
I love that. I went to college, but I played football. See, I went to college, but I drank beer.
Likewise.
So, you know,
basically
the same thing, but I can open a bottle with this ring right here. It shows pretty good skills. But, you know, all kidding aside, it's very tense out there. And people wonder, oh, what do I do? Just a stamp machine of something? People think they know what it is. But, again, when you look at the facilities we have in Ventura County, we have Rich. Let's count through. We have CLU. For education, you know, because in the old days, we have Cal State Channel Islands.
Right.
We have JC's, of course, three great
colleges,
communities.
Absolutely.
And all of that. So, you know, working, educating, going to an employer. So if somebody's out there in the workforce, just give us a tip on where they can
you
move.
Can't get too much education. You can go to any one of the job and career centers, contact the workforce board, get information about what career opportunities are out there, get access to those community college classes, get certifications. I'd say two things. Number one, you can't get too much education these days. But the education has to also be focused, as Shane mentioned, around applied skills. What businesses are looking for are people with communication skills, both written and verbal, the ability to do problem solving, and especially to work in a group, a team environment. And it's being light on your feet, but as much education as you can get is critical. But getting experience, without the experience, one without the other just doesn't work.
What do you think, Rich?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of the above, right? Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you this, kids. Stay in the math classes, sciences, technology, engineering, mathematics, and really concentrate on that. That cute little kid, Hermione, whatever, in the Potter movies, she went to Brown and she got literature degree, which means she's got, you know, the big brain and all of that. And a lot of that can be really, really fun, and it makes you a well-rounded person. But for the most part, in your industries, people need hands-on experience, everything you said, math skills, science skills, working with people. It's all of the social things that I think when we were younger, we might have been a little more social at different levels than kids are now in the digital age.
That'd be a safe bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids have incredible skills. And we think the kids are overly isolated because they're doing all the computer sort of stuff. They are communicating, but they're not working in a team environment as much as we would like to think in the hand-to-hand world that we know the workplace is. So we need to figure out, do more to help kids get out of that room where they're sitting looking at a computer screen. Those are incredible skills. They're honing doing that, but they need to be able to do it in a more interactive way, and we can help them do that.
Well, one of the reoccurring themes with Web and the discussions that we've had with those of you is the idea of matching up the people with the jobs, the skills for the jobs, and making sure that people are going to be able to approach people like you and walk in and say, I know about this, I've learned this, both in a classroom but also in real-world experience. And a lot of businesses are not having a problem with demand. It's a problem with meeting demand. So that the skilled workers are the lifeblood of the successful industries in the county, and getting the people matched up with the right skills is one of the missions that you have. And hopefully that's been working. I think there's been success in that regard, but there needs to be more success.
Well, for instance, just one of my employees that I've had that we've gotten through the WIP, he's my lead foreman now, and he's in charge. You know, he's in charge of my $1 million machines. So that's just one person. I also have two other people who've been with us for about 2 to 4 years through the WIB, and they're my main to-go-to people. And we just recently hired another one from the WIB. So,
and that's how to WIB. Remarkable.
That's how you WIB
it. That's some WIB it good.
WIB it good.
Hey, let's get Dave in here. Maybe we can work something out here. But it's good to see that kind of success. Do you find you're growing people for your business that are here in Ventura County? Are people moving here? How does it go mostly?
All of our employees are from here in Ventura.
They're born and raised pretty much?
For the most case, born and raised.
Who wants to leave? That's one of the things here.
Look where we're at.
Yeah, the challenge we look at is making sure that we're creating enough work to keep the talent that is homegrown. We know that businesses, as you mentioned, struggle to find the skills they're needing, but the reality is we're not going to import labor anymore. It's too expensive to move here, so we need to keep and train our own, and we're doing a fantastic job of doing that through the Workforce Board.
If a young person comes in and says, I've gone through college, looking for work, having trouble finding it, let's say, in the traditional way, in your business, will you talk to them and say, if you're interested in this, this is what you need to know, this is what you need to train on, and give them some advice in that regard in terms of finding that?
I had that conversation yesterday with the gentleman who came in. In fact, he came into our facility mistakenly, but just talking with him, and I'm busy, I don't have a lot of time, but always trying to help out. He was a younger gentleman as well, and let him know what employers like myself need from them is important, because a lot of these younger folk, they don't know, they haven't been in the work, and they need to know and need guidance.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, and I'm a parent too. I got some young kids. Get your kids into working somewhere so they socialize with a boss. They need to buy an alarm clock, and they have all of those things on time, right?
If you ain't on time, you're going home.
Yeah, good. See, and you heard it from the man right here. My dad said, if you're not there 10 minutes early, you're late.
Exactly.
Always the deal. So, guys, really, thank you so much. It looks like WIB has done some tremendous work for your business and really getting people in there. So, Bruce and Shane, thank you so much for coming in. Any parting words you'd like to leave with the audience with?
Just make sure any business out there, any worker, take advantage of VenturaCountyGrowsBusiness.com.
Okay. Once again, have yourself a great day. To find no-cost and low-cost business resources in Ventura County all in one place, go to www.VenturaCountyGrowsBusiness.com. That's www.VenturaCountyGrowsBusiness.com. Also, another way to access Ventura County Grows Business is through the Workforce Investment Board website at www.wib.ventura.org. That's www.wib.ventura.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.
And it's 852 at KVTA.